Good morning. You are listening to the F-Files on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's around 11:30 a.m. here in Montreal. I'm your host for the next 5 minutes, IRL Human, aka Amanda IRL. It's hot and humid out, mid-July, and I'm recording this little intro from my home in Villeray. On today's show, I've got an archive from 2014, and this archive features Flo Hiravega, and they discuss the democratization of software development, the programming language Ruby, and their project RailsBridge. I thought this episode was pertinent and is interesting to play and to hear in terms of where software development was back in 2014 versus where it is now. Coding boot camps have become extremely popular, and I feel like half the people in my life have gone from being artists to being developers. So I came across this episode and I just wanted to share it and to think a little bit deeper about these practices and how much they've changed over the last 8 years. So yeah. We're here until noon. You are, again, listening to the F-Files on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're here every week at 11:30 a.m. EST. Find us online, F-Files Radio, SoundCloud, Twitter. I think we have a Facebook account, though I don't use it anymore. So yeah, keep it locked till 12. Have a good one.
Got Etta James getting us to shake our booty there in the background, because this is the XX Files on CKUT 90.3 FM. Foul techie gal Maya Beniche, where's the biche on the deck?
That's what I'm asking.
And we've got a great show for you today. We've got a live chat with the RailsBridge Montreal rep, Flo Hiravega. But first, we got to tell everybody, if you file your taxes online, the Canadian government tax site has been hacked, people. It's offline. They shut down the tax site, okay? The warning is, change your website yesterday. Change your password yesterday.
It's called Heartbleed.
Go online. 2 E's, because you bleeding out your passwords, people.
Oh, yeah.
The entire password list for the Government of Canada Tax Service has been hacked. We will probably get to be able to file late. That's cool. I like that
That's
part.
That's cool, but yeah.
But still.
Not a fan.
A little TMI time on the internet, huh?
Yeah, just check everything.
Everything. N2 passwords. Whatever you're using that use that same Heartbleed. It's an open SSL protocol that we do love. Everybody uses it, right? Apache runs it. I think so, if you map it, it's out there.
So maybe we should fund it to support it so it gets better.
Clearly not enough people who care are working in open SSL protocols, who care the right way.
I'm sure that Flo will have something to say about this, because I know that she does system administration, and I know that that was a crazy time for all of them yesterday when it was revealed. So I think we should just kick it off.
Yeah, let's just turn Etta down and
Etta's done.
Turn Flo on.
All right, Flo, are you with us?
Are you there, Flo? Can we hear you?
I am here.
Yay!
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's
Hi.
A pleasure.
So Flo is joining us by phone today in Montreal. And
because she's too busy to come in, because she's working like a maniac,
trying to stop that heart bleed bug,
stop that heart from bleeding flow
single-handedly.
Go, girl, go. That's what we need, more girl hackers to fix these naughty hacker holes that are there.
Absolutely.
Girls are good at mending, right?
and Flo's a full stack developer. She's a board member of Head and Hands, and also she coordinates with others Montreal Girl Hackers, mm-hmm. which is an event that happens, is it monthly?
Monthly, yeah.
Yeah, and I've given a lightning talk there. I've mm-hmm. played around with oscillators that we've made. We did a lot of fun things over the last year. But I wanted to ask Flo specifically about an event that happened this past weekend called Rails Bridge.
Yeah, we're teasing everybody because they just missed it.
Yeah.
It'll happen again. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Get in line now.
If you want to introduce yourself and talk a little about what Rails Bridge is and why we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So I think Maya did most of the introduction. Mm-hmm. I am a full-stack developer, so I work on web stuff, all sorts of web stuff most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a board member at Head and Hands. I help out with Montreal Girl Hackers.
Mm-hmm.
I also make an application called Fluent, which is for a kind of a Montreal-based language exchange matchmaker.
Yeah.
And I organize this wonderful thing called RailsBridge. So that's what I'm here to talk about. And so RailsBridge is an initiative that started in the Bay Area. And it's basically a series of workshops for people who want to learn to code or who want to learn Ruby on Rails, which is a specific framework for web development.
Mm-hmm.
So what RailsBridge does is it basically has created these amazing teaching documents. And anyone who is running an event anywhere in the world can use them, and you can kind of call yourself a Rails Bridge event as long as the goal of your workshops is to make software development more easily accessible and more free and more democratic, and as long as you're free, basically.
So it has to be offered freely, right?
Yes. So that is, cool. And we are the Montreal chapter, and this is the third event that we've had here.
Cool.
Have you been involved in the planning of all three of the events?
No, actually. I was not involved with the first one. The first one was about a year ago, mm-hmm. and some awesome people from the Montreal Ruby community, a bunch of developers, came up with the idea to have a Rails Bridge here, and I actually had originally volunteered, but in the end, I was going to be out of town, and I wasn't able to make it.
Okay.
So I was really sad about that, because I thought the initiative was really cool.
Mm-hmm,
And then I was involved last time. I was kind of brought on board to help coordinate the thing, and it was an amazing thing, and so I came back this time to help pull it all together. So that's my second time, basically. The last one was in November.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so not too far away from each other.
No.
And how do you feel that this past Rails Bridge went, just the feelings, the learning, the sharings?
Oh, I think it was amazing. I mean, it was bigger. It was about 50% bigger than last time. We had to split up into more groups because we want to make sure that the class size is really small.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was all around a success. I mean, we got lots of amazing feedback from people. We had a lot of people come up afterwards and be like, I want to volunteer next time. I participated this time and I learned so much. And that, to me, is like one of the truest measures of how successful the event is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's not just helping them get to square one, but also giving them the confidence to say, oh, I could probably facilitate something next time.
Mm-hmm.
The website mentioned sort of the democratization of software development. I was wondering if you could speak to that and how that plays out in the event. And
Sure. So I think one of the sort of driving forces behind RailsBridge is that getting into software development, getting into tech, is a really kind of challenging thing,
mm-hmm.
and it is sort of it's even more challenging for people who are in certain minority groups. So, for example, women, but also people of color, trans people, low-income people. It can be a very sort of daunting thing, and those people are highly underrepresented in tech fields. And so we want to, by having this free event and by reaching out to communities where we hope, basically communities of underrepresented folks, and having them spread the word, we hope to offer an event that is easy to understand and not super daunting in terms of how it's presented. And that way get more people into tech, because I think that once you provide sort of a welcoming and friendly environment, a respectful environment, especially for people to learn, a lot of people who might be really, I guess, scared, but also just like feel like they're not wanted in tech will feel more into it. Mm-hmm. And that to us is really important. So we're trying to offer an opportunity for people who might not otherwise be able to learn how to program.
How do you broadcast the events? I mean, I think that often with tech, the events get spread through kind of more traditional routes, like computer science departments or like dude hacker programmer hangouts and things. Like, how do you find a way to kind of get those people that aren't necessarily tuning their ears to these kinds of events in the first place?
I think that's actually the biggest challenge, is finding ways to not reach all the same people over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
What I've started doing, and I mean, it can always get better, is just compiling a list of things like community organizations, of groups, like university groups, college groups, any sort of center that deals with, women, queer people, trans people, people of color, variously, low-income people, and just sending out a call saying, this is what we're doing. We'd love to talk to you about it more. And if you have members that you think would be into it, please let them know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gotten, I mean, sometimes, you don't hear back. Maybe it's not, people are busy. It's not necessarily a priority, but often we get a really positive response. And that's super cool. And I know that there have been people who have heard about the event through these sort of avenues, and that's really exciting to me. One of the things that we actually got in feedback this time was that we should reach out to pre-employability programs like the CAFO Jeunesse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I hadn't thought of that myself, so that was a really great feedback to get. And so I will certainly be doing that for the next time. And, yeah, I mean, it's really challenging because they're not necessarily things that I would know about or think of. And so there's a lot of work that goes on in just like trying to hear about avenues to reach folks that mm-hmm. Might benefit most from RailsBridge.
Yeah. Just building the network alone is almost a full-time job, right?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a full-time job, but it's a fair bit of work, and it can't all be done at crunch time, you know? Like, you have to mm-hmm. put in a lot of work to do it way in advance.
Yeah.
But it's really cool because you can get really great results.
I think a really cool thing that you have on your website that I think all the RailsBridge sites have is right there at the very top, it's add my name to the waiting list. So people can just, randomly see it and just check it right then and jump on.
We want to make sure that anyone who tried to register and couldn't register for this previous one can go to the next one. Mm-hmm. I think we'll probably replace that with a mailing list. The registration system we have right now is custom, and we're building it as we go.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll sort of keep figuring out how to optimize reaching out to people who mm-hmm. maybe found out about us too late and whatnot.
Yeah, that can be very frustrating, and trying to find the right websites or the right calendars, and then just kind of getting overwhelmed by the sheer myriad of options, and knowing you don't know beforehand whether it is going to be a respectful space, whether you're going to feel comfortable. And I've definitely decided not to go to things because I had an inkling that it might not be such a welcoming environment, and
mm-hmm.
That's an important message to get across, and for the sustainability of the program and to see out its goals. There's one more thing I was thinking about in relation to the democratization of software development, which I really like that terminology, which is that the particular programming language is suited for it. And I guess we could nerd out for a second here on the airwaves.
Go, girls, go.
why is that? What is it about the language? And do you find that? Yeah.
Yeah. Why Ruby? People ask. Huh?
Well, it's a number of things. The first one, I think, is that Ruby is designed to be a particularly legible programming language.
Mm-hmm.
So in the sense that it, compared to other programming languages, if you look at some Ruby code, it looks more like English than most.
Right.
So that makes it easier to learn. It makes it more intuitive. And I think that's the reason that a lot of Ruby developers, like myself, like it, because it's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
So we find that it's a good first language to learn. The second reason is that it's kind of, there's a market for it at the moment. And, you know, we do, of course, want to share the joy of programming because we're huge nerds, but we also want to do it in a practical way, you know? We want to say to people, so this thing that you're learning, you could actually get, like, a pretty good job doing this, and you can make things, like, we can show people things that are out there that have been made with the technology that they're learning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I don't think it makes sense to teach anything that's not going to be immediately useful and that doesn't have sort of very obvious examples in the wild.
There seems to be this dumb hierarchy of it's almost like the muscles of programming culture that I've noticed. It's like, oh, I program in this language, it's so difficult, it's so much harder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's everyone's one upping each other, like, I write directly in assembly, which I'm like,
I can lift raw weights.
Like, that's amazing if that's what you want to program with, but the competition element of it is what frustrates me, because you're saying, like, basically you're saying, I have a lot of time to learn this, and I have a lot of privilege and intense, you know, direction about this one thing, and because you don't, you are, I don't know, less apt to be in this field and whatnot. I don't know if Ruby is doing a good job of kind of combating that that culture.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a silly culture.
It's
I will just say that I think it's really silly. I appreciate code that is clean and legible, and people who make an effort to make their code as easily understandable as humanly possible.
Exactly.
And I think, I mean, I can't speak broadly for all Ruby developers, but I think that people who love Ruby have a tendency to prefer things that are clean and easy to understand rather than obfuscated and scary.
It's like there's a reason why we stop using butter churners, and like, some technology just like is not that great.
But some people are so tough they still want to churn their own butter.
The Amish and the like elitist programmers have a lot in common.
That's scary. Now I see it.
Do you see it? I was also going to ask you about, I don't know, people always ask me, how do I learn how to program? And I'm always just, I just say, like, I don't even know how to program. So I don't know what to tell you.
I think that's probably false.
Yeah, I can tell you that's false, because I actually graded her programming assignments. She does know how to program quite well, actually.
Battle the imposter syndrome. Battle it.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would love to, like, be able to give people very clear, like, sort of tutorials or links to things and websites like Code Academy, I know, where people can learn. Do you have any good suggestions for nascent programmers, budding interested programmers?
My suggestion is going to be of a social rather than technical nature, which is very out of character for me. specifically, I think that one thing that's helpful if you're using something like Code Academy or Code School, which is similar, but a lot of their courses are sort of more advanced levels and safer for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what's key is to be doing it with someone, because often you'll get stuck, and it's very discouraging when you don't have someone you can ask. And even if you're two people who are on the same level and you're both learning, you're going to get blocked at different points. And chances are that if you're staring at it together, one of you is going to get it.
Right.
And if one of you gets it, then that person can explain it to the other person. And it's just going to help things go a lot more quickly. I think I learned, being a freelancer, I think I learned the hard way that it actually really sucks to be a programmer on your own.
Yeah, I think that's a big problem with a lot of people's problems with programming, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think for learning that applies too, that you shouldn't be on your own, that you're going to be better if you have someone to look over your shoulder. And I mean, I think that's the huge strength of RailsBridge. I mean, you know, like any sort of here's how you learn to program thing is going to be relatively similar structurally. But I think the strength of RailsBridge is that you're sitting there, you know, for example, the intro to programming classes are like always under 10 people, so maybe more like 5 or 6 with a teacher and a TA. So there's going to be someone who's demonstrating everything for you and explaining why things are the way they are and sort of like coming up with metaphors and helping make everything more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be someone who's going to be troubleshooting with individual students because everyone's going to get stuck on something different.
Right.
And we also encourage all the students who did, who basically the students who are a little bit ahead of the group, to explain things to the rest of the group and to be active and participate. And I think that, that's really what's so great about it.
Mm. Yeah, I think to me this is exactly what programming needs. I've been programming for a really long time, and programming to me is very connected to craft arts and learning a craft. And you really can't learn a craft by yourself. You need to sit down with other people and, like you say, see where they... You know things they don't, they know things you don't, and you have those hands-on kind of moments. Mm-hmm. It's a very tactile thing in a really weird way, I find.
Absolutely. I think also it's good for the people who are more advanced. I think that the feedback that I've gotten from, you know, developers who've been developing for, you know, well over 10 years, who teach or TA at these events, is that having to break something down for beginners is extremely helpful in, like, your own understanding, and just makes you better at what you do.
Exactly. That's how you understand it, right? By explaining it to somebody else.
There's some Albert Einstein quote out there that I don't remember at the moment about, you know, you don't understand something unless you've taught it. And I think that the people who are teaching at RailsBridge have found this to be true to one extent or another. And that's what's cool. I mean, I feel like everyone there is learning something and is being challenged, and it's a great way to build community.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that is part of it, being together in a social setting, is you do develop that community, and you know, oh, Maya really knows how to do this and that, so I know I can, like, shoot her an email if I'm far away and get some help from afar, because I had help at one time when she was sitting next to me.
I think, yeah, to reject this notion of, in the same kind of philosophical sense, oh, I must go away from humans, I must go to the mountains, I must go and, like, learn of myself in this way and then contribute to society. It's just all of that time that you spent away, which, you know, can be healing and important too, like, could also be contributing, you know, meanwhile, to the people around you in the social space, and it could be mutually beneficial. So
yeah, it's good to cook dinner together sometimes.
And also, yeah, it's great to cook dinner with people. I mean, this is, like, a trend I also notice in, like, other coding communities and things. Like, Hacker School, I know, is very big on the pair programming, from what I hear from people who've attended, and how nerve-wracking it can be initially, but the kind of judgment that you're getting is not the kind of competitive judgment that we're used to receiving in schools, and it's a kind of a healthy, you know, pushing along and challenging together, and it sounds like one of the solutions for this predicament that you mentioned in the beginning. How do we make it more inclusive? I'm just thinking about, I was going to ask you a question about programmers, but I also feel like it'd be cool to stay on, like, a positive wave of just what are some cool things that, you know, people are doing right now, or, like, aha moments that you've seen that have kind of reminded you why you want to be doing this, and kind of send out some props to some people that you'd like.
Or what's your favorite Ruby thing to do?
Yeah.
Well, oh my God, there's so many things. So one of the really cool things that is just a random thing about this RailsBridge was that one of our TAs, who was also coordinating some of the food and logistics of the day, it turns out that she had to step out for a minute to do an exam. She's a computer science student at Sapinfo, which is where we hold the event, and it was really funny. Like, she was in the middle of TAing, and she was just like, "So I have to go to take an exam now." And I was like, "Are you serious? You are the most badass."
Yes.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So shout out to Manon, because that was just nuts.
That's cool.
I'll be back in 30.
Yeah, I'll be back, and I'll be thinking about your problem.
Can you, like, take over for me for, like, 20 minutes? Like,
well, I go kill it.
I'm going to go out and fight the Borg. I'll be back.
Yeah. So that was really cool. I'm just, my heart is warmed by everyone who has come back to volunteer after taking a class.
Mm-hmm.
And we have someone who did a lot of the finding sponsorship. His name is Benjamin, and he was a student in the Intro to Programming course a year ago, and then he took the Intro to Rails class, which is our sort of intermediate course, in the fall, and he's just like a superstar, doing tons of stuff, and I hope that he will want to TA or teach next time, because I think it's really cool to see people go full circle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He should do a workshop on getting sponsorship. Sponsorship rocks.
Yeah, well, it's really all about sending letters to companies where we maybe know someone, or sometimes we don't, and they often want to support the cause, and they want to, you know, like, be in touch with a bunch of awesome developers who are doing awesome community stuff.
Nice. Yeah.
So it's, you know, surprisingly not, I mean, it's plenty of work, but I've been surprised at how it's not actually that hard, because people just, like, believe in it and are eager to support it.
Well, that's definitely a positive message to put out there on the airwaves. I think, how much time do we have?
We've got 3 minutes left, so I think we're going to have to tell people to go to the website, Rails Bridge Montreal.
Yeah, it's got a dash in it. RailsBridge-Montreal.com.
Yeah.
And if you're enjoying this and hearing from Flo, you can tweet at her. She's a pretty good tweeter.
The tweets are coming up right now as we're talking to you.
Oh, dear.
Go to... And you can check out XX Files Radio Show on Facebook. And there's more links, and like us, and we'll connect you to this community at large.
So thank you so much to Flo and to RailsBridge. It sounds like it was fantastic, and I wish I was in town for it next time.
Yeah.
You should absolutely come next time.
Next time, we are definitely going to be there, right?
All right, Flo. Thank you so much for having me.
So great. Thanks for being here, Flo.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Keep running those Rails. Ruby on Rails.
Ruby.
Yeah. It's really cool. Yeah, there's an event pretty much every, 3 months or so, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
So for sure, you're going to definitely get into it more. We're going to talk about it more, I think, too, because I can see we're both excited about it.
Definitely. And I guess what's happening really quickly in the city, and we'll go out with some Briga.
Yeah, Briga has got her new CD out. It's called Wake. And she had an opening at the Divan Orange that was off the hook. My feet still hurt. It was great. And check out what's going on with HTMLs. The info should be coming up. And TAG has a really interesting initiative for Ability Jam. Mm. Games for people with different abilities than the ones we're used to. Yeah, check it out. XX Files going out at 11:58 in the a.m. on the 9th of April.
CKUT.
Spring's coming.
It's here. Come on. It's beautiful.
It's here. It's good. Ciao.
Ciao.
Of our horizon, you and I will wander through those colorful heaps of junk and get off by the old fridge near that dump.